Coach, what went wrong tonight?
They have four guys over 40 points. That's not counting Mike Ribeiro. They have two D's over 30 points. That's an offensive team. Won the game on their power play. Scored three goals on their power play. Got to block some shots. We have to do a better job there for sure. But we worked hard. We battled hard till the end. We had good scoring chances. We didn't finish. But that's an offensive team. And they take advantage of their chances. I think we got caught being on the wrong side of the puck, trying to force offense, and that's a can't play like that against that team.
How did you see Eric Gomery's game tonight?
Well, it doesn't look good. When you look at the stats, you look at the shots, it's bar down, it's a power play goal, it's a quick release inside the dot. And the other two, the third and fourth, they were pretty much bar down. I don't want to leave him in the net and embarrass the guy. It doesn't look good in the stats, but those shots were NHL, high league, pretty good shots.
What's the mindset going to another game as of tomorrow?
Same as today, which is being hard to play against, physical. Obviously, you don't want to get in in trouble with your penalties. But the effort was there, and just to be smarter a little bit against the way they transition the game, and they're pretty quick. They leak and they go quick, and they can execute those plays, making sure we. We're in the shooting lanes and the passing lanes, but the mindset was right.
What do you think about Jake Kulevich's game so far?
Well, you know what? It's just a new, he's a new guy, learning the system. We play a system that is for him and Beauvillier and those guys that when they first arrive here, it takes some time to get used to it. And so far, he's been doing really good. I like his first pass. I like his mobility. Is skating. I think he's got certain good poise as well. I don't mind him at all.
Can we see Luke Green anytime soon?
I don't know. We'll have to evaluate him for him. He's got to get a medical, and we'll see. I'm not sure.
Kyle Connor electrifying with the puck tonight and most nights. He had that backhander top shelf. Do you have any concern, or do you feel that he needs to improve his battle level? And if so, how do you teach that?
His battle level. So when you look at the games and you look at Kyle, the battle level is coming from a lack of strength right now. And it's going to come. The guy is really smart. He knows his game. He knows what he has to improve. And he's going to improve his game by playing minutes with us, touching the puck, being put in different situations, but he's going to improve in the gym this summer and over time. So I have no concern there.
Jack Roslovic has been playing on the first PK for a while now and played big minutes tonight, especially that four-minute PK. How do you see his two-way defensive game coming along?
He has a good stick. His preparation is really good for the game, so he studies the other team's systems. He knows what to expect. So he's mentally really mature for a young man. And his hockey sense is really good. So he's you've seen him at the World Junior. If you watched the tournament, he was on the PK. He was used as more of a defensive player, and he can do that as well. But he's got an offensive touch. He can move the puck. Yeah. And for him is to move the puck and then keep moving his feet. And I mean, he's a guy that every time he goes on the ice, or pretty much he's touching the puck. So it takes a skill to be around that puck. And it's puck sense. He's around the puck. He gets the puck. He gets open. He's a smart hockey player.
Jimmy Phillips stopped all 15 shots he faced in relief. Any thoughts to putting him in the game tomorrow?
No, we're going to talk about it, but it's possible.